Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
And now it's time for the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman. And Randy, an update from a national brand based in Victor.
Yes, and that is Constellation Brands, Beth. Of course, the distributor of Corona beer, which they brew in connection with companies in Mexico. And that could be an issue during this age of COVID-19. Grupo Modelo and the Dutch brewer Heineken last week said they recently had suspended their Mexican operations after the country declared a health emergency and ordered the suspension of non-essential activities. But for now, anyway, the CEO and president for Constellation Brands, Bill Newlands, says that Constellation Brands seems to be in good shape in terms of production there. He says they've taken steps to build product supply across their warehouse and distributor network in the U.S.
Our facilities are currently operating, and we remain confident in our ability to continue meeting the needs of U.S. consumers and do not expect any near-term service disruption to retailers.
I was in Newlands late last week on an investor call, and he says Constellation is not going against any government recommendations in Mexico. By the way, those earnings report, according to company officials, a good one for them. In fact, both profits and sales for Constellation came in above Wall Street expectations. Sales were up about 6%. A local high-tech company, Vuzix, which makes the so-called smart glasses that can be used in virtual reality or augmented reality applications, says its glasses are being used by a partner company in Thailand to help care for COVID-19 patients. Software developed by that Thailand company is used with the Vuzix Blade glasses. The company says it helps with the communications between healthcare personnel working in a negative pressure hospital room and doctors outside the room. The system allows the doctors to see and hear what's going on with their patient in the other room in real time. Xerox saying last week it will not move ahead with its hostile takeover bid for HP. The company, of course, been in that battle over the last several months. Xerox making a play for the larger company, HP, in an offer valued at about $35 billion. But Xerox says the current global health crisis and resulting economic and market turmoil have created an environment which is not conducive to Xerox continuing to pursue an acquisition of HP. The Greater Rochester Chamber of Commerce still looking for ways to help its members during the coronavirus pandemic. President and CEO Bob Duffy continuing to hear, he says, about heartbreaking stories of companies and small businesses shutting down, both locally and nationally, or just having to furlough employees. He says the chamber is trying to be a resource, connecting businesses that are hiring with people who need jobs. One thing Duffy said in a recent video message is that he's heartened by the way the Rochester community has come together on this issue.
We hang together, we pull together, we help each other. As you're seeing it across the board now with our not-for-profits, our businesses, everybody is trying to help. Foodlink putting food out every day, other companies donating food. Everybody is pitching in, trying to help.
Most of the staff at the Chamber of Commerce is working remotely, and Duffy says they've been able to keep all of their staff on the payroll, even with the revenues of that organization declining because of the pandemic. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.